Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you don't say that!
I just didn't like how she came at me.
Hey, man, I should know better.
Hot Cheetos and chocolate.
I love Miracle Whip.
That's disgusting.
You don't like whipped cream?
What in the Gemini is happening with you?
Now, ladies, here in the Aftermath podcast, if you got in back of a car, JD, would you be a little nervous if you saw? Turn around, JD, so you can see the back of your neck. Let's see. They don't see your face.
Oh, that's
would that scare
terrible.
You right there? Does that intimidate you like, kind of creeper vibes?
No, it just gives me the ick a little bit.
The ick.
The Aftermath.
You know what I like to do, right? Clap it up.
Yeah.
I like applauding. JD hates it.
I love it. It brings a vibe to the room.
It's time for the Aftermath podcast. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you share, you comment, because we want to keep expanding the Aftermath podcast. And we know everyone wants more episodes per week. But right now, we only have one episode per week. Morning Mess is Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Hey, round of applause for JD hooked up this interview. JD.
Hey, come on.
JD.
I'm a producer.
That's producer John over
behind
there.
The scenes,
yes,
baby.
Our producer, if you're wondering, what happened to the producer? She quit. And we've been trying to get this guy in so his name is Disney. Disney, we've offered the job. He's turned us down. So we're going to do this interview right now. This is something really important. Then we're going to offer her the job as well because we're fucking tired. We work 12-hour days this moment. Our days have went from like 5 hours to 12-hour days. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but you have to love what you do. Am I right?
I love what I do. Fuck you, man. Quit us. I love you.
You said it.
All right, y'all, special guest is
yes,
JD.
Yes,
let's go,
yes.
Let's go. Introduce.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have Megan from Elena.
Yes.
Yay. Now we have Megan here. Describe why I brought you in.
You brought me in because I'm amazing at what I do. No, I started a safe ride service for women by women. So we're a lot like Uber Lyft, but we are only women drivers providing rides for women only. Just to kind of create a safe community and a safe place for women.
Because men are creeps.
Amen.
A bit, yeah.
Yes. You know, JD was an Uber driver?
Were you?
I was, yeah. When I moved to Boston, that city is like just it's a rat race trying to get through that place. So I did Uber to try to get to know the streets. And man, do you get to know just as much as like drivers are characters, man, the people I drove around, I got stories for days.
Mm-hmm. Now, ladies here in the Aftermath podcast, if you got in back of a car, JD, would you be a little nervous if you saw? Turn around, JD, so you can see the back of your neck. Let's see. They don't see your face.
Oh,
would that
terrible.
Scare you right there? Does that intimidate you? You're like, kind of creeper vibes.
No, it just gives me the ick a little bit.
The ick.
I'm like the dude in Dumb and Dumber, and I'm like, hey, you know, 95% of car accidents, and I'm just like talking to him.
Megan, does that back of the head scare you a little bit?
I would say it's a 7. No.
A 7.
Oh, don't disrespect Beto, my barber, son. Oh, don't do that.
You got a haircut for the interview.
I know.
No, I feel like this is so so important. And I was telling JD, yeah, let's do the podcast with it, because I'm going to be honest, I'm surprised this hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is one of those, I'm going to be honest, this is a billion dollar idea that you could have in hand, that this is the first of its kind, correct?
I am the first I know in Arizona.
Okay. Wow, this is amazing. Yeah. So let's get to it. People that are viewing this right now, ladies specifically right now, Phoenix, Scottsdale specifically, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. Scottsdale, Gilbert's mm-hmm. turning the hell up over there.
Westgate.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere. Well, fuck it. Phoenix, Maricopa County, it was turning up. You know, we got through a thing called the pandemic. Now everybody is out.
They're mm-hmm. outside.
They're outside. So with the women watching this right now, their ears are perking. Like, how do they get your service?
Yeah. So it's a 24-hour in advance booking right now. The more we grow, the more people I'll have on staff to go ahead and make that a 24-hour 7 days a week thing. Mm-hmm. We can call it anytime, but just right now it's 24 hours in advance. We have services just like airport transfers, standard like work. We've got wine tours that you could do. We could take you to Sedona. We also have
like, really,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we also have like safe adventures. So if these women coming into Phoenix or natives of Phoenix, we do off roading. Because I enjoy that myself. So gotta love your job, right? Yeah. So just book in advance by going to the website or calling my company phone, and then we'll get you taken care of. But right now we're kind of booked out until the end of May. We've got a ton of events, ton of rides.
I like this Sedona thing. So
yeah,
I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get picked up a Saturday morning and go to Sedona for the day. How much would this be?
Yes. So that all is dependent on how many females you have. We don't charge per female, but we do charge a shuttle fee, basically, if it's more than five women.
Okay, me and my three besties.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's just a standard rate. And then depending on how many hours you want, it's anywhere from $700 to $900. Mm-hmm. And that provides lunch, drinks, snacks. We'll take you anywhere, like chauffeur you. If you don't want to walk uptown, downtown, we'll take you, we'll drive you, we'll wait.
And this is in Sedona?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. So you're very familiar with like Sedona.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you know all the spots.
Yeah, that's my Zen place.
Yeah, that's yeah. not bad at all. Yeah. If you have like four of you, right?
Yeah.
It's like $250 each.
You split it.
Spend yep. a whole day.
Gas, yeah. the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can get sloshed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And if you're over 55, we do discounts for, we have it Wiser Women Club. So anybody 55 and over.
Wiser
older.
Women. I'm yeah. shipping my mom to you. Yeah. Get my mom drunk. Yep. Yeah.
You know, I want to know the deciding factor when you were like, you thought about the idea, but then when you really started to get the wheels in motion, like what was that moment for you? And you're like, no, I'm actually going to turn this into a business. What was that?
Yeah. So just watching my daughter grow. I mean, she was 3 years old yesterday and now she's 15 with a blink of an eye.
Wow.
She'll be in her 20s soon. She'll be wanting to go to these clubs like mom did. You
think
know?
She'll call mom? She wants to get drunk. Mom, can you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a very open and very safe place. So she can tell me anything. She can call me for anything. Even her girlfriends, they call me for whatever advice they
need. They call you mom.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So just knowing that, I know I make women feel comfortable and girls and people in general. I was like, okay, but besides that, what really took off for me was in my 20s, I was, you know, in the clubs all the time and would go home and have some questionable drivers. They'd follow me to my door. I had a restraining order one time.
Oh my goodness.
That was no joke. And my daughter, like my home is my sanctuary for my daughter. Like
yes.
that is the place mm-hmm. that I go rest my head and sleep peacefully at night. So should she. I don't want her to have to worry about what kind of people are coming to the door or lose sleep because I'm afraid this guy who just showed up with beer wants to like hurt me or my daughter, really truthfully, because
yes.
I'm kind of overthinker like that.
Yeah.
Are you a Libra?
No, I'm a Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah, well, it is worse because I roar like a lion. Yeah. So if you try to mess with me.
August, baby?
Huh? July.
July. Mm-hmm. That's even worse.
I'm right on the cusp. I'm 31. I'm July 31st. So
yeah.
Yeah. I'm like Gemini and Libra.
Oh,
so. Combo right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm single.
She's a two-faced lion.
I am. Hey, I can admit it. It's okay.
What sign is your daughter?
She's a Libra.
Yeah. Okay, there it is.
Yeah, so she balances Libra out game. My crazy.
Wow. So this is this Mama Bear. This is just mm-hmm. you really making this company for your daughter.
Yeah. And all the women that I when I do go out with, I don't go out anymore. I'm such a homebody now, but mm-hmm. When I would go out, my girlfriends, they would just be in the toilet all night and I would be the one holding their hair, making sure they're okay. I've mm-hmm. had, you know, like men come by and drop something in their drink, and I've had it happen to me as well.
Oh my gosh.
And I've like called my mom because I didn't want to get into an Uber with a guy after I was just drugged by a guy.
Right.
Totally.
So you've had a lot of trauma with this.
Yeah. There's a lot of personal stuff that, right. I mean, I think that's with anybody, right? It's either you have a passion for the trauma part of things, that's where things build up, or you have a passion just because you see a need for something. Mine is a lot of trauma based. And so again, it's me wanting to create a world so other women don't have to deal with
that's
this
amazing.
Stuff. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Cause I'm sure a lot of girls can relate to the horror stories that we have driving in Ubers, and especially going by yourself. And then, you know, after a night out, it's, you're not thinking because, you know, you're drinking and stuff. Yeah. So you're just like, oh, I'm going to get a ride share. I'm safe because I'm
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not drinking and driving, but then you get in a car with someone who's questionable.
Yeah. Have you had a few different ones, or do you have any, Sienna?
Yeah, so I mean, there's been multiple times where I've had questionable drivers, and there's just one time where they were asking me a lot of personal questions, and it felt like those were the kind of trapping questions where it's like, oh, when I drop you off at this place, is there going to be somebody there? So they were asking if I had a boyfriend, if I had a dad, and stuff like that. So at the time, I didn't have a boyfriend. I have my dad, but I was going to another club. Mm-hmm. So I was just saying, oh, I'm waiting for, my boyfriend's waiting for me, all my friends. So you just kind of have to give those answers. You have to, as a woman, you have to know how to play it right.
Yeah.
And you just kind of have to experience it to learn how to play it right. Yep. And I've had friends who I, at the club, the whole night holding their hair in the toilet because I've had people drug them and I had to carry my friends out and then have to make, I have to call their parents because I don't want to send them home in an Uber. So it's just so much horror stories that this is such a refreshing thing. And like you said, Joey, I'm surprised this hasn't happened sooner, but I'm glad it's happening at all because I think we need this safety.
Well, and it goes to my point, letting your guard down. Like a woman can never fully let her guard down. She's always got to have that acknowledgement in her brain of, okay, how do I answer these questions properly without getting myself in a weird situation? Like, you know, or you have to put a condom, wrapper thing. What are they called? Condom cups or something? It's a thing that you put on top of your cups.
Yeah, I know what you're,
condom like sleeve or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's like you're always having to do that. And I love the gentleman community, but you guys can just go out and like, I'm sure maybe not fully let your guard down. I don't know your guys' trauma, but like, you guys don't have
worry.
Yeah, we don't have any worries.
Yeah.
And it's just,
I mean, we have some, but not like this degree of women. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot it makes. So Elena is your baby.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And up and running.
Yes.
And you're booked at least a month or two ahead.
Yeah, till the end of May. Yeah.
Well, I have a question in regards, because when I was an Uber driver, they did a background check and it was pretty extensive. And then they obviously came back to me and were like, wow, you are so perfect. You're exactly what we're looking for.
Let me see the back of your head again.
I'm curious to know what your background check for, I mean, you had mentioned that you only had a couple drivers right now, but what will your background check look like?
So no jail time, right? I just a good person, I guess. They would come back with no speeding tickets, no fatalities while driving, no court dates. And also a lot of it is I interview one-on-one with them. And that right there, it's kind of, for me, being able, I know it sounds crazy, but I feel people's energy and their aura and I can tell if they're going to be a good fit. I can feel their vibe and be like, because there's some weird women out there too. Like I am weird, but not like creepy. Felony weird. Yeah.
Not like felony.
Yeah.
Not like Gemini Scorpio.
Right. Just Leo Gemini. But yeah, just really getting to know them. And it takes a very special woman to be able to do this. Like they have to really kind of have a flight or flight mentality about them, because if something were to happen, they need to be able to, you know, not kind of back down and cower from the situation. It's protecting women. So if there's an abusive boyfriend following us, you know, we have our cars that we take our magnets off. We can go incognito. And if they get attacked, we have to be able to like help them. Mm-hmm. Like that's the whole point of it. A lot of women can't protect themselves. So that's why we do the self-defense as part of the screening for onboarding.
The drivers have to know self-defense, or you guys teach?
Well, there are things in the car. From what I saw, you actually have kits in the car.
Yep, you have kits in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have like Narcan. I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, that's weird. But there's a lot of fentanyl issues out there. Yeah. And so we have it just not for the women riders, but also for the community. Like there's so much craziness going out there. But we have like pepper spray. You have to be pepper spray certified. We have whistles, we have alarms, and we have like SOS technology in the vehicle. And that is one thing too, is I have to decide the hiring process. Do they drive their own vehicles? Do I get a fleet of vehicles? Because that SOS is part of, you can get the police department right then and there. Now, I think worst case scenario, right? I'm sure most of these drives.
I think you have to.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But most of these rides are going to be fine. But it's that 1% that freaks me out.
No, absolutely. Mm-hmm. What was the craziest? You were an Uber driver for a while. What was the craziest thing that happened?
I mean, obviously it's puke. It's throw up. I would probably say just, you never know. That's why I never took rides after 2 a.m. or after 1 a.m. Yeah. Just because it was a wild card. And when I was an Uber driver, I just shut my mouth. So like, I never talked to the person mm-hmm. in the back. But I think one story, someone just puked a tremendous amount. And that's when I stopped. I was like, yeah, this is going to do it. Yeah, I think this is it. But I could tell, to be honest, when women got in the car with me, I could tell they were timid. You know what I'm saying? I could feel the fear mm-hmm. on them, and it kind of made me sad. You know, like I was like, wow, like I could tell they had their guards completely up mm-hmm. and it almost got me thinking of like some Uber drivers or Lyft drivers that just choose to pick up women and deny rides from guys.
Yeah. Like, there's like, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
no,
you,
it's but all good.
There's
no.
a thing where I learned if you're getting into an Uber, you ask them who it's for versus saying, hey, is this for Sienna? And they can say, yeah. And you just get in the car and you're not for them. Mm-hmm. And so you have to ask, hey, who's this for? And if they say your name, then obviously, you know, yeah. it's gone through.
Oh, that's a good
app.
Tip.
So I've saw that somewhere on the internet and I do that all
One
the
more time.
So yeah. So if you're getting into an Uber, if the car's similar, whatever the case may be, and you're just not sure, you always open and ask, who is it for?
You don't say
your
name.
You don't say your name. Yeah. You don't say, is this for my name? Is yeah. this for Sienna? And they can just say, yeah. And you hop in because obviously they're saying it's for you.
Yeah.
So that's the tip I've learned when it comes to
And Ubering. Always check the child lock on the side of the door
yes.
too, because they can lock you inside of the vehicle with that child lock. You know how,
yeah.
what I'm talking about mm-hmm. on the side? Yeah. Make sure that's not on.
Any other tips? This is good stuff here. Any other tips that you would tell people until obviously they get Elena?
Yeah.
Until then, another good, these are really good ones here.
I'm trying to think
always
off the top of my
head. Let family know that you're yeah. getting in. We do. We're hopefully with that app that we're developing right now, we're going to have Track My Trip technology. Mm-hmm. So that like sends it to your family member and it will track the whole ride. So maybe ping where you're getting into the car and the family can follow you. Just really be aware of your surroundings. And like, if you feel awkward and weird, don't get in the car. I mean, mm-hmm. like you can kind of get a feel for somebody and you don't have to feel bad for hurting someone's feelings and saying, you know what, I'm just going to find another ride. I mean, that's huge for me.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question also with your company.
Yeah.
With it being such a great idea, do the logistics of scaling it intimidate you by any chance? Because I feel like because it's such a great idea and you know, you're only a couple drivers deep mm-hmm. right now, the interview process, all these trips, you know, yeah. you're about, you know, it feels like a lot for one person to carry. I'm curious if you're intimidated by it a little bit. Who you're asking maybe for help, you know, to join you, you know, like
right.
how the yeah. development of your company continues to grow at scale.
I wouldn't say intimidated. My biggest concern is I don't want this to ever turn into an Uber Lyft thing. Like you guys say, this is going to turn into $1 million thing. That sounds amazing. Like that's the dream, right? But I don't want it to turn into a quality or quantity versus quality thing to where my quality of the women and my quality of the rides are being disseminated
right.
because we have such a large volume.
So you want quality over quantity,
yeah.
obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the thing where it's going to be hard. That's what kind of is a little scary and I would say maybe intimidating, but other than that, no, I'm like so ready for this challenge and I am just so happy and I'm almost 40. So it's like, I don't have a lot of time left on this mm-hmm. earth. Let's get it going, man. You know what I'm saying? And my daughter looks up to it. So seeing her mom do this, I hope really kind of sits with her and she becomes a pretty bad chick too, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Alpha female.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just kind of want to ask about any backlash and I don't want this to come mm-hmm. off as obviously it's very woman empowering, but there are great men out there too. Yep. So have there been any supportive men? Have people reached out from the community? How's that mm-hmm. been going?
Yeah. So we've had some backlash. I've had people leave negative reviews on Google. I've had, some hate mail from men's. I've had comments like, this is discriminating against men. This is illegal what you're doing. Very similar to Hooters. So like the legality of it, I'm mm-hmm. okay. I have a lawyer, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, can you ask me that again? I just kind of spaced out.
No, you're fine.
Okay, no, I'm sorry, yes. But I have a tendency to black out.
No, you're good.
So for... like I was saying earlier, for every one hate mail that I get, I have 100 amazing, supportive men behind
real
me.
Men.
Yes. Yeah, right. Real men. Good guys that just, they know what it takes to protect a woman. And they know that I'm not a feminist just because I'm protecting women, or like, they know I love the gentleman community too. Like, mm-hmm. but we are the ones that birth everybody. We are the ones that like need the protection the most. So I do have a lot of bars, a lot of like you guys, thank you so much for supporting this. A lot of really great people supporting this.
I don't know how to deal with these guys.
Yeah, those other guys can't shut the fuck up.
It's like, what is the... I don't even understand. Fellas, if you're complaining, you're a fucking idiot. Because I'm a father of a seven-year-old. She's going to be 15, 18, 21 one day. And I would love her to have, by then, you'll have the app. And be like, hey, you know what? Here's a funny story with Dad. I met this girl, Megan, like 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And let's get you on this app. Yep, it'll go straight to Daddy's account. Daddy's going to pay for this.
Right.
And I want a woman driving you home. I feel safer with that. So I don't know why men would complain, because men, you have moms.
That's
you
have daughters. Yeah, I've said that. I've actually replied to just a couple of guys because I felt like they needed healing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I know you have a mom and you would do anything to protect her. Or if you have a wife or a daughter, like, would you not want to put them in a car with a stranger that you know their well-being is taken care of? And they don't reply back, but...
Because they're like, thinking about it. They're like, damn, she right.
Yeah, and that's, you know, at the end of the day, everybody's going to have a hater. I had a very wise woman tell me, the more haters you have, the more successful you're becoming.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just have to continue on with that and know.
Big shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for telling you that. Megan never misses, right?
Never
right?
misses. Yeah. So, yeah.
What's the company named? Is it your daughter's name, Elena? Like,
no,
what's the company named after?
This actually came from the community of the Angel Shot. Have you guys heard of that?
Mm-mm.
So it's either the Angel Shot or Angela. At most bars over the United States.
I do know this.
Yep. You mm-hmm. can go to a bartender if you're on a date or in an uncomfortable situation and say, hey, can I get an Angel Shot? And they know right then and there that that is keyword to get me security, call the police, whatever it is you need. So with it being Angel Shot and Angela... Elena is Angela backwards. So also trying to keep in that community of safe words. A lot of the bartenders that I've talked to and partnered with, they know that once we get bigger, if a lady says, call Elena, I'm there and mm-hmm. we can take care of them.
Yeah, there's signs in the back of a lot of bars I've been to mm-hmm. in the stalls that have that message just in case if anyone is feeling unsafe. So they know to go to the mm-hmm. bar and ask for that shot. Yeah.
Angel Shot.
Angel Shot.
All right. And it's spelled differently.
Yes.
Spell it out.
Okay, so it's A-L-E-G-N-A. The G is silent.
You partied back in the day. I could tell you partied back in the day.
A little too much, I know downtown Scottsdale very well.
Nice.
What was your spot back in the days to have a few drinks?
Bottle Blonde.
Bottle Blonde.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Still going strong.
Like Gilligan's.
Gilligan's.
That was like late night.
Wow.
I haven't heard of that in a while.
Yep.
What is it now?
I have no idea. Is it still there?
Is it even changed?
Maybe.
That's how
Boathouse
old I am.
Or something like that.
I don't even
I haven't
know.
Heard of that one. I think it's changed.
Still Gilligan's is still there. Oh, all right.
Okay, yeah.
Our almost producer still goes there.
Diz. Our producer. Yeah.
I was going to say I'm that old if it's changed because, it's been like 14 years since I've been down there.
Wow.
Yeah, but I know the area still very well. And I have a lot of girlfriends that go down there and their nightmare stories. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
So important that you are doing this, and I can't wait till it expands and you expand, and your daughter's gonna be so proud. Like, my mama did that.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So excited.
And one day your daughter's gonna have a daughter, and she's gonna call her Elena.
I know. With the so
full
cute.
Circle moment.
Oh, I love that.
With two G's.
Now I'm going. Yeah. Right. Now I'm going home and telling her that, and she'll be like, "Ew, mom."
And how can people get a hold of you?
So they can go to ElenaRides.com, which is ElenaRides.com, or you can call 480-878-9501.
Awesome. And you're booked up. So ladies, if you have some plans, some summer plans, Sedona just sounds like an amazing girls trip, right?
Yeah. And knowing you're safe is always a plus.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on through.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Do you want to take one more look at the of JD's back of the head. And one more.
Yeah. Take it all in, girl. Take it all in.
It's probably like a 6.5 now.
6.5.
How's she roasting me? They're like, I can't get away from the fire.
Oh, yeah. That's my second job is roasting people.
I love it. You'll fit right in. Yeah. Yeah.
You're hired.
You're hired.
Kick rocks, Disney. We found someone. Aftermath podcast, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.